Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yo, there are many events coming up in the world of sports.
It'd be great to be in attendance for such.
Where can we get tickets?
SeatGeek. You see, SeatGeek is an app that can help you find the best seats with the best deals. SeatGeek shows you different tickets available, with green being the best deals and red not being the hot deals. The best part is it shows you where you'll be sitting at the event. If you use the code SPORTSMECCA, you could get $20 off your first purchase.
Get your seat at SeatGeek today. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Mecca podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Abramo. Today, I have the opportunity to speak with Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball player, Jade Demps. Jade, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. So to really start on this podcast episode, you know, talk me through what your schedule has been like the past couple months. And I know that Wisconsin volleyball has competed in a few spring matches. Have you competed in them?
So, yeah, past couple of months, after December, we had our tournament finishing and we won the championship, which was obviously amazing. And then after that, we had some time off and I actually had a surgery during that time for my hip, my left hip. Been like rehabbing since then, and like my rehab's been going really well, very speedy recovery. I've been able to play for the past couple of weeks and played in like both of our spring matches that we've had, and that's really awesome. Right now I am a biology major, so pretty packed days. Typically I wake up at about like 5:40 and I have lift at 6:30 in the morning, and then right after that we have practice. And then I have my classes throughout the day, some academic meetings, tutoring sessions, and I do my homework. So, you know, pretty packed fit, but like, that's what you get in student athlete life. So
was the hip injury that you suffered, was that the first injury that you've, you know, really sustained while playing volleyball?
Yes and no, because honestly, I didn't even get that injury through volleyball. I had been struggling with my hip for a couple of years before I actually figured out what was wrong. And I just like assumed it was because I needed to stretch more or something. And finally I was like, I should probably talk to my trainer. And then I got checked out and they were like, oh, like you actually need surgery of a torn labrum. So it wasn't even from volleyball. I haven't had any like crazy injuries except for like, I had like an ankle sprain, you know, but.
So as you mentioned earlier, you know, you were able to compete in the 2021 season. Win Wisconsin's first ever national championship in volleyball. You know, talk about that. You know, how did that feel being a part of that team that won that national championship over Nebraska?
Yeah, I mean, so many emotions. Like, honestly, it still isn't real to me, which it's crazy. It's been months and I like remember and I'm like, wow, we actually did that. But I think it's even crazier just because when I was going through my whole recruiting process, like part of the reason that I chose Wisconsin was because they like almost because they didn't have a championship, and not necessarily that's like why I chose it, but like it was just extra motivation that I was like, I want to go there and I want to win their first championship. And it's just really insane that it actually happened. And that team like will have a forever bond. Those girls, we just have a special bond at this point. Like
for your sophomore season in 2021, you know, you played in 31 matches, started in 7. You know, you had a lot more time to really, you know, obviously rack up stats, but obviously start and build a little bit more stronger chemistry. In your opinion, what do you think your role was on that 2021 team that gave you and the team, you know, the opportunity to win the championship?
I went into that season, especially knowing that, like, the team that we had so much talent on that team that, like, there was so many moving parts where, like, so many people could play so many different things that, like, I feel like my role, especially for that team, was just to do whatever my team needed from me. Like I never really strove for a certain thing. It was like, this is what we need. All right, I'm going to go do that. You know, like, I wasn't like upset if I didn't get something that I wanted. I was like, okay, this is what I have. I'm just going to work really hard to, like, be good at that so that my team can be the best it can.
You know, you are the Badgers outside hitter. For those who might not, you know, that'll listen to this, that might not know the full position, kind of go into detail about the outside.
I got you.
What your responsibility is.
Yeah. So as an outside hitter, a lot of it, I'm trying to think if there's any equivalents that I could make. Well, for the most part, like, if you compare, so like, there's a setter, I'd say the setter is like a quarterback, right? And this quarterback clearly dishes out all of, like, the sets. And I'd say that outside hitters are probably close to, like, running backs. Like, we score a lot of points. And more specifically to volleyball, for outsides, you get a lot of everything. So, like, the imperfect sets, like, when you're out of system and it's like a scramble play, like, you're that person that's going to get the ball. And so a big part of being an outside is being able to just stay steady and, like, deal with what you're given for your team. And it's to terminate, just to score points. Like, that's a big part of being an outside. Mm-hmm. And also to play back row, because most of the times you want outsides that can play back row, like, that can pass, play defense. So that was part of the things that I had to work on a lot, was playing defense and passing, because at this level, everyone can hit. Like, everyone can get up and just crush the ball, but not a lot of people are really solid at passing. And we're getting there as a sport, but, like, that was definitely something I emphasized.
So you are 6'2". Are there many that you've witnessed while you've been playing, a lot of outside hitters that have that height of 6'2"? And at the same time, how are you able to handle that, being so tall and just, you know, taking over?
Yeah, I think especially as volleyball is progressing, people are getting taller. It's funny, like, my team was an exceptionally tall team, honestly, and that was more than just the outside position. But there were plenty of times this season, or that past season, we played teams where, like, their outsides were 6'1", 6'2", or, like, 5'11", all in that tall, really tall range. And I think that just, like, it helps for sure, because you need to be tall or able to get up, you know, high to block the ball or to hit high. So definitely helps in that sense. But at this level, everyone's tall, so that's why it's so important to find those, like, extra things, like the passing, the defense, and, like, really being smart and having a good volleyball IQ. And that's, like, really what separates you, because everyone's so tall.
So how were you able to develop that high volleyball IQ with your teammates this past season, and then also, you know, when you came in as a freshman?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it comes back to the way that I approached my role of just doing whatever I needed. So when my team really needed someone, like, that could hit out of the back row, that's something I ended up doing at the end of the season. I played only back row at the end of the season. I was able to do that and still have an effect on the game and score out of the back row. And in that time, I also made sure that I was, like, practicing defense, because when you're back there, if your team's going to trust you to do that, then you have to be able to do that. So I practiced that. And if I needed to, I was ready to pass, because the position I played for the last season, the role that I took, didn't necessarily require passing. But, like, if I needed to, if we needed to switch someone, if, like, someone was struggling, I'm ready to step in for that. And, like, that's what I feel like helped separate me. I feel like I worked on my overall game so that I could do all these little things in whatever situation.
So, you know, let's go back to your freshman season. What was kind of your expectations entering that season? And did you ever have that kind of overwhelmed feeling of, oh my God, I'm here at the college level playing? Or was it, no, I'm completely, you know, comfortable in this environment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My freshman season, it's tough, because since it was the whole COVID season, when I was playing in the field house, there was no crowd. So I feel like it helped me ease into that. So I never really had that, like, in the crowd, like, oh my gosh, until like the end of the season, honestly. And at that point, I was just playing and just doing my thing, you know? So, like, I think the main time that I really had like the wow, I'm here, is just like when I first got to Wisconsin, like first stepped in the field house and I was like, wow, like I've been committed here for a couple of years now. Like I've seen people play here. I can't believe I'm going to play here. But other than that, the COVID season actually really affected it, because like I said, there wasn't that like crowd that I was expecting when I committed. So I felt like that really helped ease me into that.
So you just said that you had been committed to Wisconsin for a few years, correct? You grew up in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. You know, how big was volleyball when you were growing up there? And at one point did you realize, okay, I can, you know, take that step and play college?
Volleyball in North Carolina, it's like relatively big. It's growing. I will say it's bigger in areas like the Midwest or on the West Coast, but the area that I lived in still had pretty good grounds for volleyball. And I think around eighth grade is when I started realizing, because that's like I was in club volleyball and they have these massive tournaments and college coaches will come watch them. And that's about when they'd start like gathering on our courts and we're like, oh wow, like there's, you know, oh my gosh. And then my freshman season, or just like freshman year, is when I really started to get all of that interest, because my mom was a college coach, and so she knows how that process goes. And during that eighth grade season of club, I was getting like letters and stuff from colleges, but she actually kept that so that I wasn't worrying about it. And she like gave it to me as soon as that season was over. And I was like, oh my gosh, because she like gave me a stack. It was just a huge stack of letters. And I was like, oh, okay, like this is serious. Like, okay, I have to start thinking about college now, you know, like, so it was about that time.
Yeah. So what, you said stack of letters, you know, in addition to Wisconsin, what were the other schools?
At the end of my process, I had a list of top nine schools that I wanted to possibly attend. It was obviously Wisconsin, Kentucky, Arizona, UNC, Florida, Washington, Minnesota, Stanford, and UCLA.
Early on in this podcast, you mentioned like Wisconsin hadn't won a national championship before 2021, you know, that kind of like maybe gave you motivation of, hey, like I want to be part of their first championship team. In addition to that, you know, what were the other factors that played into going to Wisconsin? And for you, you know, North Carolina, not geographically close, you know, so what really was that thing that was like, hey, like, this is it. This is the reason why I'm here.
So the main things that really just made me, okay, I know where I'm going. Honestly, when I started my recruiting process, I didn't know a lot about Wisconsin at all. And like at the beginning, I was like, I'm not going to go anywhere cold, but like, look at me now. Kind of funny. I was like, I'm definitely not going anywhere cold. I had like taken a couple other visits to other places, most of the places on my list. And I was like, you know what? Like, let me go to Wisconsin too. Like, see what they're about. I came here and they completely changed like my whole perspective. Like after I left the visit, I knew, or actually it was probably during the visit, that I was like, okay, I pretty much know where I want to go. And it boils down to when I got here, the culture that I sensed from their program, I really, really like latched onto that, because the way that I could tell from talking to the players and when I talked to Kelly, like he told me that this program was really driven by the players, which really like that part really intrigued me, that it's like, of course the coaches want greatness, like it's their job, but like to see that the players were really driving the culture and that they had latched on so hard and they had that championship mentality, that was a big thing for me. And also they have a good vet school and I really want to be a veterinarian when I grow up. And the last thing, I love the fan base here. It's amazing. Just like seeing how it blew my mind, honestly. Like the support that the Wisconsin fans give to the volleyball team was amazing. So that was just another thing.
Do they do the jump around at the volleyball games like they do the football?
They don't do it there, but I'm pretty sure it's because the field house at the top levels is it's really steep. So I think that there's a health risk, like I think it's a safety hazard, like if people were jumping around up there. I would be scared because I've been up there. It's steep and it's really high up.
You know, you also mentioned your mother was, you know, is a volleyball coach. Did you really develop a lot of volleyball skills just by like working and practicing under her?
Yeah, I definitely did for sure. So, you know, when I was younger, she was a college coach. Like I said, she coached at Boise State in Idaho. And then the reason that I lived in North Carolina was because she coached at NC State. And so I was just around volleyball all the time. And she actually didn't let me play volleyball for a while because she didn't want me to like get burned out. And she didn't want to be like, you know, like making me do something that I didn't want to do. And so when I finally decided I wanted to play volleyball, I started just like, you know, little volleyball at like the little kids level. And then I started playing club volleyball at 11 years old. So still like pretty early, but like I had been wanting to do it for so long that she just like finally let me do it. And from then on, like she, you know, didn't try to, I think my mom did a really good job of like not trying to be like a helicopter parent. And like, especially because she knows so much, clearly as she was a college coach, right? She would like help me when I needed it or if I asked, but she didn't overstep her boundaries, you know. And my last year of club volleyball, I actually did play for her team. So at that point, I was learning under her. But
so, yeah, I am curious, you know, anytime I'll have a college athlete on, current or former, you know, I always ask him, you know, for you, especially this season, and your freshman season was difficult because there were no fans in the stands. This year, there were. Outside of Wisconsin, you know, what was an atmosphere that you had to compete in that met your expectations or just kind of blew you out of the water?
Ooh, like before college?
Well, you can do before college or you can do this season once there were fans in the stands.
Like, okay. So before, I guess it's tough because the main times that I was like playing most of the volleyball was in those big convention centers, like the club tournaments with like hundreds of courts. So there never really was like a huge crowd. Sometimes we would have like, you know, people would gather, but I would definitely say like the times that really blew me away would be like when we played Nebraska per se. Like that's always going to be a big crowd just because of that rivalry. And then being in the field house, it's the field house is big, but the way it's shaped is so like I said, it's steep. So all of the sound is like just right. It was a crazy environment. And then even further being at the championship and in the final four, like that was wild. It's this huge court and there's bright lights, and there's cameras everywhere. And there's people cheering. Oh, especially in the Nebraska game, there were a lot of Nebraska fans because we were really close to Nebraska. And it was just insane. That was definitely the most intense moment in like, you know, just volleyball because, you know, national championship, but then also because of the environment.
For you, you know, how important do you think it is, not just as a college athlete, but as a volleyball player too, you know, once you come into that high school to college setting to build relationships with your coaches and all the girls that were on the team?
Oh, it's super important. It's super important because it's important to build a relationship with your coach because that makes it easier for you to like to get the most out of the sport and out of your coach that you need. You know, like if you can't really talk to your coach, then they're not going to really be able to give you feedback. Or if they try and give you feedback, you just might not be on that level to like fully accept that because it's tough getting feedback on things because it's essentially someone like pointing out your flaws. So if you don't have a relationship with them, then it's going to be really tough. And even more so, and even more important with your teammates having that relationship, that's like of the utmost importance out of relationships in sports, just because like that is your team. Those are your people. Those are who are going to be going with you through the thick and the thin, like when your coaches are getting on you a lot and it just feels really tough at the time, that's who you're really going to look to is your teammates. So it's really important to have a strong bond with them.
What, whether it's a teammate or a coach, what was the biggest compliment that you've received since during your playing time in Wisconsin? And what has been like a critique that, you know, they kind of focused on and you were able to work through and develop?
Yeah, I think I would say that the biggest compliment I've gotten, I actually got it earlier this week, funny enough. One of my teammates told me that she was talking with a former teammate that was on last year's team. And she told me that they said that they like really loved playing with me because I, you know, can be goofy in the times that need it. But like when I'm serious, I'm serious. I'm like, I really appreciated that because that's something that I pride myself on. I feel like I can be like a steadiness in times of like chaos. And then like, if we need some energy, I feel like I can bring that. So that really stuck with me. And then I would say for the biggest critique, this is going to be a little bit more like on the lines of like just life and volleyball, not, you know, not like specifically volleyball, but during my freshman year with COVID, I definitely struggled a lot with like first transitioning to college, but then also having to deal with COVID because that was so tough just because no one knew what was going on. Normally when you go to college, like there are people that can help you. They know they've been through that, but no one had been through that. So that was really tough for me, like trying to get that, get used to online classes and all that. And the thing that really helped me, and I like still think about that now, is Kelly told me to be an active participant in your own rescue. And it just like helped me to realize, because the thing that I struggled with, I feel like the most, is like I would get down like in a tough just like situation and I would like just try and figure it out myself, whereas like I can look to other people. And that was the biggest thing, is like realizing that, you know, getting myself out of a situation doesn't mean that I have to do it myself.
Do you think that's the toughest learning curve for the girls that come in right in as a freshman?
I think that is definitely, that's definitely one of the tougher things. I think another thing, just like being a student athlete, is time management. Because you get to this place where you have so much freedom, but you still have all these responsibilities, and it's really tough to manage those.
Throughout your 2 years, you know, have you reached that point where, whether it's managing your practice schedule, managing the games, the travel, or even your schoolwork, has there been a point where like you reach that mental wall and you're like, man, like I just can't focus right now. I just can't do what I need to do.
For sure. I think last season was really tough because last season, that fall semester was the first time that I had like more than, I think that was the first time I had any in-person classes. Yeah, I think that was the first time I had any like actual in-person classes. So getting used to that, and, you know, we're trying to build a team that is going to win a championship. I hadn't been through like a normal fall season yet. All of these things were just, you know, like coming at me, and it was really tough at the time. I think what really got me through that was the thought that I didn't want to do anything, like I didn't want to like slack off or something, because I knew that that would affect me when I was able to be, when I was in a better spot, you know. Like that was what helped me get through that, was like I don't want to just like stop caring, and I made sure I kept doing what I needed to do while I got myself to a better spot, you know.
For sure. Whether it's elementary school, high school aged volleyball players, you know, what advice would you give them, especially ones that maybe want to take that step and play at the college level?
I would say know when to put yourself first, because that is a thing that I really feel like needs to be emphasized more in sports and in life, you know, just in general in life, but specifically in sports, especially at this level, is you have so many things, like you have academics, you have sports, and like balancing those already, finding time and making sure that you are not losing yourself is so important. Like do something for yourself every day, just like one thing that is strictly for you, and appreciating like mental health support. I think that biggest thing, because it's so easy to get lost in all of these things. Like my day is so packed, like I go from one thing to the next, you know, and then at the end of the day, like, I finally take a breather and I'm like, wow, I did so much today. Like, it, you know, it's important for me to like realize that and then be like, okay, like, let me take some time and just be by myself. Like, let me just do me, take care of myself. I think that's really important. And that's something that I picked up later.
What is that outlet for you that can calm yourself down and focus on putting yourself first that doesn't have anything to do with volleyball?
Well, for one, I've been trying to get more into just like my hobbies. So I actually am really into like fashion. So I don't know. One thing that calms me is like looking through my closet. It's funny, but like, this is just what I like to do. I like look through my closet and I'll like pick out outfits, or I like to do some actual like self-care stuff, or I'll like put on like a face mask and just like relax and put on the music and lay down and just stuff like that, where I get to slow down. That's the main point of it, is slowing down, because my day is so fast that I just need to.
If there's, you know, any volleyball players or even young girls that would like to potentially learn more about you or reach out to you, do you have any social media accounts that you're willing to promote?
Yeah. My Instagram, I would say that's probably the easiest for them to reach out to me. My Instagram handle is Jade and then EMPS. It's like my first name and last name put together. So it's JADEMPS15. Instagram, that's definitely where I will also see it more, because that's part of like my self-care stuff. I try and stay off social medias because it's so easy to like just get lost on that and then be like, what am I doing? So
for just girls that are trying, so not just volleyball, young girl mm-hmm. athletes, you know, would you take that same self-care or put them first approach, or, you know, another wrinkle that you'd like to add?
I would say the same thing, because even talking to my friends that are on other teams, I have friends on like the women's basketball team, women's soccer team, like women's track team. We just know each other, and like talking to them, honestly, our experiences are pretty similar. So I would take the same approach, and just knowing, like, even if I don't know them, I know it's hard to balance school and sports and like social life and all those things. So I say same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Jade, really, really appreciate you taking the time. You're our first volleyball player that's come on the show. I think it was awesome. Really good perspective that you provided about not only being a college athlete, but being a collegiate woman's volleyball player, and, you know, growing up in North Carolina and going to school in Wisconsin. All those things that you mentioned this evening was really beneficial. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. That was really fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Have a good rest of your week and evening.
You too.
For those who are listening to our show for the first time, all our past and future episodes are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter @TheSportsMecca.